Hello, I'm Jonathan Abro, an avid and intrepid traveller. From scuba diving to jungle trekking, skydiving to glacier walking, I have travelled to all seven continents of the world. I have crossed the Arctic and Antarctic circles, stood with my feet on either side of the equator, and climbed to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. Being diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and going blind have not stopped my travels, just changed the way in which I experience them. As I share some of my adventures with you, I hope this will encourage you to try some travels of your own. As it's time for Halloween, I thought it's only right and proper to talk about some of the scary animal and creepy crawly adventures that we have been on. On one of our trips to visit family in South Africa, we decided to go on safari to Botswana. We had an incredible time staying in camps right on the water's edge and going out on the Okavango Delta on boats where we saw elephants and hippos and water birds and buck. It was like the animals had all come out to put on a show for us. We also went on some game drives, and on one of these drives, as it was getting dark, we were approaching a forested area and came across a huge herd of elephants. There were some on either side of the track that we had to drive along, so the guide came to a stop and pointed out that on one side there were some of the smaller elephants, and on the other side, the giant bulls of the herd. He told us we should never get in the middle of a herd like that, so we sat and waited and watched. It was such a privilege to be able to see this giant herd of elephants. But as it got darker, our guide was getting more and more concerned. We couldn't wait any longer. He revved up the engine as loudly as he could and then went tearing along this path in between all the elephants. There was lots of trumpeting and flapping of ears, and one of the bulls even chased us for a bit. It was scary, I have to admit, but thankfully we got away with a great story to tell everyone over dinner that night. Staying in Africa, we head off to Tanzania. We went on a hot air balloon safari. Such an amazing way to see the animals and travel across the vast plains, skimming across the treetops or just above the grasslands, and then soaring up to heights where you could see forever. Where we landed, to our surprise and delight, there was a lavish champagne breakfast table laid out for us. But then they pointed out the giant crocodiles lying on the banks of the river nearby. Well, you can imagine, we all stayed very close to the table and tents. And even though there may not have been any real threat to us, none of us wanted to end up as their breakfast. Next, we head off to the jungles of Borneo. From the orangutans to the pygmy elephants and the toucans to the miniature black bears, we were so privileged to see so much animal life, and sometimes from really close up. Our first somewhat scary adventure was when we went tubing down a river. We were told that even though we were wearing water sandals, we should wear socks. We found out why the hard way. We all came back with lots of leeches on our legs that were really difficult to remove. Thankfully, our socks did catch the majority of the leeches, which were a lot easier and less painful to remove. Later on that same trip through Borneo, we were staying in what I consider the ultimate accommodation. We were staying in a shack on the edge of the beach on a very small island. This was another group encounter of the type you don't really want to have. While Annie and I were out walking through the jungle, we came across a troop of vervet monkeys, again with some on either side of our path. We stood very still while they hissed and screamed at us, neither making eye contact nor smiling at them, because that would be considered baring our fangs at them. And to be honest, this was one of my scariest moments, because I'm well aware of what danger we were in and what damage a vervet monkey can actually do to us. Mosquitoes of the jungle took full advantage of the situation and tore our legs apart while we were standing there, and we couldn't do anything to swat them away. Thankfully, after a while longer of all of this hissing and screaming at us, the younger ones felt emboldened enough to cross the path in front of us, and they all went swinging off into the jungle, and to our relief, we could continue on our path. We were rushing off to try and get ourselves into the sea as quickly as we could to try and alleviate these bites all over our legs. As if that was not enough, while we were swimming in the sea, Annie was stung by jellyfish. What a day that was. As always, there's something from our epic South and Central American adventure in Cajita in Costa Rica. We got chatting to one of the local guides who we were recommended to by our hostel, and with a bit of haggling, we agreed on a price. It was money really well worth spent, as he spotted so much more than we ever would have. True to the rainforest name, as we were walking along, we got rained on a few times, but it was so hot that as soon as the rain stopped, we dried out. We were so lucky to see as much as we did. Our guide pointed out everything from the tiniest bugs to the reptiles, to the howler monkeys, raccoons, armadillos, and my favorite of all, the sloths. The scariest thing he pointed out to us was one of the smallest and something we would have definitely missed. Coiled on the ground was a tiny yellow snake. He explained in his wonderful Caribbean lilt that it was a viper, and if it bit us, we would have 30 minutes of life left. As advised, we turned off our camera flashes and took photos from afar, and moved on, giving it a very wide berth. As a reward afterwards, our guide took us to his mother's house, where we could buy some of her delicious home-cooked food for lunch. That snake, small as it was, is actually one of the scariest animal encounters I have had in all my travels, because of his warning of, you have 30 minutes left to live if it bites you. I hope your Halloween will be filled with treats and nothing as scary as that. But I do hope you will plan and go off on your own animal adventures.